are back here. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. We've got to push back to Neil Love one more time. Back for the Derek Shapiro Show birthday bash, of course. This is consist of Critty Upchurch, Paul Kay, and everybody at the Derek Shapiro Show birthday bash. Rola, I interviewed you, Rola, but you're here now, so I edited your segment out. But Rola, wasn't it a good show? St. James was a good show, right? Yes, I will keep in, yes. Yes, River. Oh, River wants Reese's. My son wants Reese's. But this is how the Derek Shapiro Show birthday bash went.
Hey, I'm Mark Lawson here. Just performed at the Derek Shapiro Show birthday bash, episode 50. And the Derek Shapiro Show once again. Thank you for performing again.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
Yeah, see, a lot of people love your music. My fans really love your music. Yeah. Why do they love your music?
Maybe it's honest. I think people can relate to the experiences, maybe.
Sure. And so the Gypsy, what's that?
Gypsy in Disguise.
Gypsy in Disguise, yes. What's that song about again? If you could tell people, refresh them. The car's going on. We're right here in the parking lot, of course. O'Malley's in Woodstock, of course. The car's very excited. But, yeah, so what's Gypsy in Disguise about again?
It's about losing somebody you love, maybe letting go because you have to.
Sure.
It's about love loss, which a lot of people, I think, can relate to.
Really? Do you want us to debut another song, or do you want us to still continue with that song, or do you want us to debut another song, too?
No, keep that song. That's a
keep
good
that
one.
Song. Okay.
People like that song.
If people want to hear another song, because I might debut, what other song would you want us to play?
There's another one on my CD called Were Those Better Days. It's kind of a good, it's kind of got a bit of a country feel to it. So,
really?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Okay, and it's called In?
It's called Were Those Better Days.
Oh, Were Those Better Days. And that's on your CD, of course.
Yeah.
And what's that song really about? Like, what's behind it?
It's another love sick song.
Really?
Another love lost song, yeah.
So when I hear that, are you, like, you say country, you know, are you you're showing your country side now?
I don't know. I tried to pick the instrumentation that fit the song. Somebody suggested steel guitar.
Really?
So I put a little steel guitar on the song.
Well, thank you very much again for, you know, losing yourself the Derek Shapiro
yeah.
Show. And you'll be on the same episode as Rob Thomas. And what can you say about Rob Thomas?
He's one of my favorite songwriters and performers around. So
right.
He's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. And people can check you out on?
On MySpace. I'm on, my website is marklawsonmusic.com. Mark with a C. LawsonMusic.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much again.
All right, Derek.
All right, so we have David Deluxe over here. Thank you for performing tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. On the episode 51, of course. The same episode as Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. So, of course, this is the first time I heard you. You're a poet, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What is your songs or your poets all about?
Well, basically, my poems are just for coming out of my head. And the one poem, Streetlight, that was published by Poetry.com 15 years back, just came to me, like, out of nowhere. And I have other poems that I'm going to go through Poetry.com. The one I read, The World in Chaos, they're all originals, so none of them's, like, plagiarized or anything like that. You know, if anybody wants to look under my name, it's a long last name, so just look under Streetlight or The World in Chaos, and hopefully you'll see my name and my poems in there.
And so, long last name, how do you spell your long last name?
Hadzimihalis, and it's pronounced Hadzi Mihalis.
Can you recite one of your poems here? Because I didn't record you when you're performing. If you can recite one of your poems here for Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Sure, I'll do Streetlight. In fact, if you hold on, I'll go and get the poem real quick.
Okay,
here it is, Streetlight. I'm standing under a streetlight, waiting for no one, but yet I'm still waiting. Cars pass by me, honking at me, people giving me the finger, but I don't care, I'm waiting. Sometimes I think about the streetlight, wondering if during the day it sleeps, wonder if it dreams. Does it aspire to be a traffic light? Does it have friends to talk to? I don't know, maybe I'm crazy or just tired. So that's Streetlight right there. So
thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. All right, so again, we have a seat again, the second time here on the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. So how did it feel for you to perform tonight?
Oh, it was great.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, so tell me, what is the response about your music? You know, why do you think a lot of people love your music on my show?
Well, it's just the different songs. I like to keep them upbeat.
Yeah.
They like to tell a story in most cases.
Sure.
Trying to keep them interested.
Sure. Well, we'll play your songs again on the Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. So the songs we'll play again is...
Away yep. And Your Eyes.
All right. Well, here on Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show, thank you very much for performing again.
And happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. All right, we have Paul Kay over here at O'Malley's here in Woodstock. The night is still young. How did it feel to perform here tonight for your first time here in Woodstock?
You know, I had a good time.
Yes.
A good time. Thank you for inviting me over.
Yeah,
so.
No problem. So tell me about, why do people love your music?
because it was meant to be. No.
Exactly.
I don't know. I guess I'm lucky like that. I just like just have fun with it. That's it. So if I can have fun with it, I think people will enjoy the show. So.
What does your music represent?
I mean, me, really. It might not look like, but every song that I write is very personal and a lot of meaning behind everything. So, you know, I try to make it fun to listen to, but also, if you, like, digest the lyrics, there's something beyond it.
So, I won't be surprised, because if your song's about you, I mean, your life now, you might get a song about me, right?
Of course.
No, I'm just kidding. But what musicians do you look up to out there, or any influences that you have?
I have a couple. One of my favorite songwriters is Ryan Adams. He writes amazing lyrics. He writes one of my favorite songs, When Stars Go Blue, and I play that one. Another performer I like is Ben Queller. I've seen him on live. He's really entertaining. He's influenced me a lot. And Rufus Wainwright, great composer.
Sure. And what is These Days Are Gone About?
These Days Are Gone is a song about a girl whom basically crapped on my heart. It's a song about, you know, I used to think about her, just like in the chorus, I used to think about you all night long, and finally I met this new girl, took over my world, and we're together still, and everything's great, and she replaced her, and so these days are gone, my days of thinking about her are gone.
Sure. So we'll play on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, then. Derek Shapiro
Show. Like, thank you so much.
And also, do one last question, of course, the same show as Rob Thomas is on. What's your feeling about Rob Thomas and his music?
He's a great musician, amazing composer. He's got a great voice, too. Really jealous of him, actually. Yeah.
If he's listening, Paul K is jealous of Rob Thomas.
Coming after you.
All right, we head on the same show, episode 51. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Derek.
Thank you. All right, we have Alec here. He performed for my birthday bash. Thank you once again. Yeah, so tell me, you're in a band, of course, called Western Union
Messenger.
Tell me about your band.
We do old 50s and 60s honky-tonk.
And where can people find your music?
We're not out there really yet, but we will be. Starbar, Lenny's, Blind Willie's.
All Atlanta, right?
All in Atlanta, yeah.
And do you have any copy of your music at all on recording yet?
If you go to Western Union Messenger, myspace.com, you can hear us do an old Ray Price song called Heartaches by the Number.
Awesome. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Thank you.
All right, we're here with Critty Upchurch. Now, bad me if I didn't put your first interview on there, but this is my second time interviewing you, but this could be the first time that fans are listening to you. So I don't know if I put you on my show, but if not, this is your first time. So tell me about, how did you feel about performing here tonight?
It was a great time. A lot of very talented musicians, all kinds of different acts tonight. But I had a blast. I appreciate you having me out. Maybe one day we can do it all together on an even bigger stage. So.
Sure, Zach. Tour with Sister Hazel before, of course, who I've had on my show. You've been on tour with the Zach Brown Band. You doing some other things with Zach Brown Band coming up?
Hopefully, yeah. I've got some stuff coming up soon. Got a cruise coming up, hoping to go check that out. And then, you know, hoping to get, you know, maybe someday get to open for him some more. And I used to open for him a couple times, and then he hit it. Hit it big, and not saying they wouldn't have me or they would want me, but, you know,
exactly.
I would hope that I could. You know, it'd be a great crowd to play in front of, so.
Exactly. You perform a lot of good covers, you know, the Commodores and Drive by Incubus, of course, you know. Is that a lot of the influences you look up to?
I originally grew up listening, like, the Commodores and Stevie Wonders and all that. And then when it came time to start writing music, it was more like the singer-songwriter Edwin McCain's, all those guys. But I've got so many influences, as you can tell I do.
Exactly.
From Craig David to Commodores to Dave Matthews, you know.
Sure. And, of course, Rob Thomas is going to be on the same show as you are. What do you think about Rob Thomas?
I love Rob Thomas. I used to love Matchbox 20. It was my middle school band.
Really?
I used to jam to that.
And he's from Atlanta, too. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
He took voice lessons where I took at Jan Smith Studios. So
really?
Never running to him, but running to where he's been many times.
And what song do you want us to play from you this time on the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show? You can send.
I will probably send you, hopefully, one from the new album soon. I'll probably send you that new one I did tonight, which is called Steamboat right now, but that's going to change. That's just, we haven't really named it.
And what's that about?
Pretty much just about, you know, your typical love song that somebody stepped all over you and broke your heart, and now, you know, you're just whining about it, saying, why do you have to do that?
And if you can tell the fans where they could find your music.
www.myspace.com/CrittyUpChurch. Soon on my Facebook page, I'll have my fan page up, and soon, CrittyUpChurch.com will be up and rolling. That's Critty, with, you know, obviously C-R-I-T-T-Y. You can see it on Derek's show. So hopefully soon there.
Awesome.
And then maybe on the radio soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first on this radio show, of course. Yes. Well, thank you. And what do you want to say? Like, if my fans are listening in Rhode Island, or I'm from, of course, or Texas, or Alabama, what do you want to say to all the states that hasn't heard you yet? Now that we're going to get a chance to hear you through the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hope you guys enjoy it and live long and prosper. I hope all you guys can one day end up catching a show, and Derek and I do another show. Hopefully you guys can make it out. Hope you all enjoy the music. Obviously, you enjoy Derek's show if you're listening. So.
Thank you very much.
Once again, thank you, Derek.
Thank you. Thank you, Critty Upchurch. All right. We have two more interviews for tonight. We have DJ Kid, and then we have Sisters for Life.
Yeah.
Again on the Derek Shapiro Show, three episodes in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
We love the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes, well, the Derek Shapiro Show loves you guys. You know what I'm saying?
We actually started out with the Derek Shapiro Show beginning.
Yes.
49, episode 49.
Then 50 with Akon.
Yeah. Yes. Now 51.
51 with Bob Thomas.
Yeah.
So, of course, what was your feeling about performing tonight, you know, with this great crowd over here?
It was great. We got to see a new crowd, got to perform in front of new people, and just see everybody's reaction, which made us happy.
And on top of that, you know, just meet new people and, you know, even just mingling with these people is awesome.
Now, how come I feel more like a woman tonight than anything, because a woman of my own?
Oh, now, like I said, woman of my own is versatile. It's for men as well. Men are their, you know, could be on their own as well.
Everybody is something of their own.
Exactly.
And one thing, why do you always have a great personality, great smile on your face?
You have to live life. You have to live life to be happy. You can't go around just being mad about everything.
And on top of that, you know, if we come into the room not smiling, then that's going to make the next person not smile. And we're all about, you know, Michael Jackson's message, love. You got to spread the love. And that's why we come into the place bright-eyed and smiling. So.
Yes. Well, I do thank you, Sisters for Life. Derek Shapiro Show for Life.
Yeah.
I love you, girls. I'm telling you.
Oh, we love you too, Derek.
Thank you very much. I love you, Rolla, too.
Oh, okay.
I caught off guard. All right. And next up, DJ Kid. All right, here on Losers Hope, the Derek Shapiro Show, we have DJ Kid. So tell me about how did it feel to perform here tonight for your first time?
I actually felt really good. I mean, the crowd was quaint, small-town crowd. First time I've ever done a crowd like that, and it was actually a very new, very refreshing experience.
Really? So you should perform at a club in Marietta, what is that called? Runaround Sue's, right?
I used to perform there. They're under new management now. I no longer do, but I have performed at Runaround Sue's, Club Opera. I've performed at Leopard Lounge, The Living Room, The Velvet Room, many clubs in the Atlanta perimeter.
Really? So what is, like, how do you get the concept for your DJing?
Honestly, I just try to play a variety of music to satisfy everybody, from the people who listen to country to the people who listen to Weird Al, hip-hop, house techno, hard rock. I try to bring whatever people want for entertainment to them.
And so where can people find your music?
They can find my music on MySpace or Facebook. I also have a couple of albums that I personally hand out around the mall and places like that. You can also get a hold of my wife, Chelsea, and she has them too.
Awesome, awesome. I do thank you so much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, and that was DJ Kid, of course, everybody from the show. And, of course, we don't have Mark Lawson's CD. James, do you have Mark Lawson's CD? You do, okay. So we'll play three people from there. Actually, we'll play four people. We'll play Paul K. first. So, yeah, we'll play Paul K. first. The song will be called These Days Are Gone. Then we'll go for Sisters for Life, A Woman on My Own. Then we'll go, remember that song you played last time, James, from Mark Lawson's new song, okay? No, we're going to play Woman on My Own. That's what they want. But someday we'll request in the morning, of course, what Linda wants. Maybe we'll ask Sisters for Life about that. Then we'll go to Tenille Love after that. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 51.
Be
Joy.